Good morning, everyone. I'm Samurai Johnny.
Peter Parker.
Chip Chip.
Yeah, it was not as good.
That was just lovely.
I know, right?
What's your start? Why is it every time we start, why is there always a dramatic space between Peter Parker and Choo Choo?
Come over here and I gotta move over here to do
it's
this
good
thing.
Enough. It's
I gotta
good
move.
Enough.
Anyway, okay. So today's topic of discussion is white people.
Ah, right here. That's what I wanted.
So,
what's up even more, dude?
Let's see what Hunter's
what's
supposed to be there.
Opinion on white people are.
What's your opinion on white people?
What's your opinion on white people?
That's fucking retarded.
Trying to fix it.
They're retarded.
That's not helpful at all. Johnny has a story, he said.
I always have stories.
Johnny has made of stories.
Legit, seems legit.
True.
Don't fuck my phone up.
Alright. So, my story is when I went to a Starbucks one time.
What are you doing, Peter Parker?
Of course, you know, white stories always end up with...
What do you mean?
Starbucks.
What are you doing with your mouth over here?
Vaping.
Me?
Vaping.
What?
Okay. So, I went to a Starbucks one time, and it was during the winter time. And I went in, and as I was walking through, I went to get a tea from Starbucks, because, yes, Samurai Johnny here goes to Starbucks to get teas.
Why did your phone do this? My old phone did this. I'm just going to do it again.
Once I got my tea, I started sitting down and sipping on it, waiting for my parents to come pick me up. And when they came in, then this teenage girl came in. This really preppy looking, you know, dirty blonde, wears UGG boots, and always has something on her mind, and always taking selfies. Yeah, that kind of teenage girl came in.
No wonder I can't. I can't hit it long. It's on 80.
And then when we went in there, I saw her start complaining that they didn't put enough like espresso in hers. Or whatever the fuck. She was complaining about something about her coffee. And
help me, John.
Oh, guys, it is like it's smoky.
Oh fuck. He looks back at us. And
it's fine.
She was complaining about something in her coffee that she didn't like. So she went up and started throwing a huge shit fit and wanted to like throw her coffee all over the cashier. And I have worked in customer service before, so I know the pains of.
So
JT, or
I'm gonna tell the story I told you earlier.
Yeah, tell the story.
All right, so I was listening to the radio, and this white girl's dad took her phone away, so she got the idea to call the police and complain about it. So he literally snapped her phone in half, and she was crying on the phone while he did it. It was the greatest shit ever. It just basic white girl right there. Perfect basic white girl right there. What you do, you need to connect this bitch to Wi-Fi and then do it.
Why are you doing this?
Because I can reset it but keep all your shit on it, and that might fix it.
It's the screen. It's the lighting in the screen. It has nothing to do with the actual phone, JT. I try telling you this.
You look like Isaac. Isaac, where'd you go? Come get this. He's looking.
No, like, come get this. Like, boom.
Deny, guys. How you win? Deny. Did you really? How does that phone do it? And where'd it fucking go? Where'd it go? What the fuck? Where'd my other one go?
I don't know, but I can't
find it. Oh, it's right here. Why does this one not?
What kind of phone is that?
Oh, I got a Snapchat.
What kind of phone is that?
LG.
This is a galaxy. This is Scott. This is a galaxy.
I know, but it still should be the same.
No, it's not gonna be the same.
Close enough.
Oh, you're retarded.
All right, now what are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Johnny, what are you doing over there?
Looking at memes.
The hell fucking stop.
What?
We're doing a podcast.
What? I have nothing to talk about. I already told my story.
What is Cunter's phrase of the day?
Cunter, what's your phrase of the day?
Phrase of the day?
It'll be okay, kids.
Karen, why'd you take the kids?
Why'd you take... Oh, I was fucking... I remember this story. The dude, like, left his, like, five-month-old child in the car, yeah, and it suffocated to death.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, he just put it, left it in the car, got a taxi, and just left.
Not agree with that.
He just left it in the fucking car.
Peter Parker. That went very dark, very...
Okay, tribute to...
Are you okay?
Tribute to Zach Crane's right?
We can't say that.
Yeah, we can.
Not immediately after saying that.
We'll do a separate one, okay? Well, that's the end.
What, tribute to the baby who died in the car has to do with that?
Yeah.
Tribute to the baby who died in the car. There's our tribute.
He's not really staying alive, if you know what I mean.
They're going to thank for baby. What the hell is up to you? We're just like baby haters. They're going to thank.
Get Crash Drive 2.
I don't want to get Crash Drive 2. I don't want to get a freaking screen.
Suffocate
in
the car.
You get Crash Drive 2.
I do.
Well.
Good. Not trying to connect to the Wi-Fi. You can text my girl saying I'm connected to the Wi-Fi.
No. Do you guys have any other topics that you want me to tell a story about? Name a random topic and I can say on.
What?
Balls.
Seances.
Balls.
Seances.
Alright. One time in 6th grade, I had stood up and I had immediately sat back down and I had a pained expression on my face apparently because everyone asked me if I was okay and I had to go, no, in like a tight voice, you know what I'm saying? Like when your balls hurt. And in that tight voice, that high voice, you know? And it fucking hurt like hell. Because my balls had got caught on the chair. And Miss Val fucking asked me what happened. And I said my balls got caught in the chair. She said I really didn't need to know that. I said then you shouldn't have asked me. And she said, do you need to go? I said, no, they're stuck on the chair.
They're stuck?
Yes.
How the
like,
hell?
Like I had to like rearrange them to get them off the chair.
How the hell does that happen?
Don't ask me.
Were you sweaty?
All right, we were doing like a slight break real quick for the podcast. We'll be back. Hey guys, hey, we're back. Just to continue talking about shit.
And do you have any other stories, any other topics you want to talk about?
Seances.
Seances. How about fucking seances? Places of birth. Weird fucking shit that happened when you were little.
I ate quarters in sand.
You ate quarters in sand?
Yep, we always used to go to Sand Mountain. I used to eat the sand. It hurt coming out the other end, but I don't know why I ate it. But
I got stung by a jellyfish when I was younger, but...
That's your own dumbass fault.
Who pissed on it?
Nobody did.
Who pissed on it?
Yeah.
They're not pissing on a 4-year-old kid.
I would.
Like, you would.
It's like, oh, fucking still, Jimmy.
Damn it, I told you to hold still.
You know what? Let's talk about if we're all three of us were dads.
I don't get to say my story.
We'd be the best.
Seriously,
fucking
you're trying to say your story. Don't care about me. Say my story.
Go fuck you, Chitu.
Go fuck you, Johnny.
We'd be the best parents. Let's be real.
I'd be an interesting dad. Let's just say that. I'd be the type of dad that would wear a horse mask, get a chainsaw, and chainsaw your door down in the morning.
No!
But have a spare door to put on. Just when I do that, just have a door sitting in the garage, and the kids are like, Dad, what's that? Like, it's for something else, little Timmy. It's for someone else. Like, later down the line, when they're trying to, like, feel up their girlfriend and try to, like, make love to
them.
All you hear is, whoa! Like a chainsaw revving up like
holy damn horse.
And brings a horse in.
Oh dude, I'd be a really interesting fucking dad. How would you be, Choo Choo?
Oh, I get to talk in this one finally, you know? You gotta hold it, because if I move it, it goes so scratchy and crap.
That's because we don't give a shit about you.
I know y'all don't. It kind of makes me sad. No, it doesn't.
You gotta project, Choo-Choo.
I am projecting, Johnny.
No, you're not.
All right, Johnny.
Perfect.
So what am I talking about? The story or being a father?
Being a father. I don't give a shit about the story.
That is a story.
I'll be like great father with their baby, but they're turning like 7, man. I'd be horrible. I can already tell now.
Why specifically 7?
My little siblings.
Fucking bad.
They're both 7 and you get on my damn nerves. I want to choke them and just throw them outside.
I'm scared of having kids with my girlfriend. I'm scared of having kids with her because either they could be the sweetest little, like, zen angels in the entire fucking world, or they could be...
Who's like, Johnny?
I don't fucking know.
Kylie.
Shut up. But yeah, I'm afraid to have kids. Like, I want kids. Like, I want to have kids, and me and my girlfriend have been talking about having kids one day. Like, we've been talking and we've been planning, but I'm thinking, like, deep down, I'm like, I'm really scared to be a father. I'm not, like, that little shit is gonna look up to me.
I'd do everything my parents wouldn't do. Everything that I'm supposed to do that my parents wouldn't.
Exactly.
Me and my girl were talking about it and everything. I was like, oh, when they're 7, by the way, they're gonna live with they live with their grandparents or something. She goes, no. So do you not see these 7 hellions over here? We're not taking care of them.
Oh yeah, that's how we talk.
Like 10, they can come back.
That's how we view my girlfriend's nephews. My girlfriend's nephews love me. Shout out to Eli and Connor, best little dudes in the world.
Yeah, because that's not gonna give away who the fuck your girlfriend is and who you are.
Nobody knows her. Nobody knows her.
They're definitely gonna hear this. They're definitely gonna listen to these podcasts.
They might. You know, it's
anyway
inappropriate, but they might.
My girlfriend gets mad at me sometimes. She gets mad at me because her nephews love me. Her nephews love me. She gets jelly. I walked in one day, because we went to church one time, and we dropped off Eli, the oldest little boy. He's around 3. We dropped him off at Sunday school, and me and her.
Alright, hold up. It's going to get really bumpy on the video, not video fucking podcast right now, but you know, we'll continue.
Yeah. And
we're legit at this.
What happened was that we went to pick him up from Sunday school. My girlfriend walks into the room first and says, hi, Eli. And he looks up, and I walk in a couple seconds after her, and he goes, John! And then runs up to me and gives me a big old hug, running past her. He runs around her to get to me. I don't know why, but kids like hanging out with me.
Me too, dude.
But, like, I'm
really... don't spar kick him or sneeze on a baby.
You know what? You know what? I only sneezed on a baby once, and I only spar kicked a toddler once.
Those stories will start off the next episode.
All right. Next episode tomorrow, we'll talk about how I interact with kids. Well, I think that's about
well.
I think that's all the time we have now for you guys.
All right. Deuces. Peter Parker out.
Shoot you out.
Fuck y'all.
Can't fucking...